From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The top diplomats from the U.S. and Russia held a long marathon day of negotiations over Ukraine today. From London, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports there was no breakthrough.
Secretary of State John Kerry met with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov at the U.S. ambassador's residence in London. They spoke for 6 hours. Afterwards, Kerry told reporters that Russian President Vladimir Putin would not allow his foreign minister to negotiate on Crimea. On Sunday, people in Crimea are scheduled to vote on whether to join Russia. The West sees that vote as illegitimate, and Kerry warned Russia yet again that there will be consequences.
And everybody have said if the referendum takes place, there will be some sanctions. There'll be some response, put it that way.
World leaders have been vague about exactly what the response will be. European foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels on Monday, where the details may become clear. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.
More documents from the Clinton administration. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the National Archives and the Clinton Library released some 4,000 pages of previously withheld records.
The documents include drafts of Clinton's statement after the 2000 Supreme Court ruling in favor of George W. Bush, which resolved that year's presidential election. There is advice from aides on everything from how to quell violence in Los Angeles prior to the anniversary of the Rodney King verdict to dealing with what one aide called the New Tights, the Republicans who, led by Newt Gingrich, won control of Congress in 1994. Some of the documents show the White House grappling with the threat of terrorism after a 1996 truck bomb explosion outside a U.S. military facility in Saudi Arabia. The documents are the second batch of a total of some 30,000 pages of records amassed during Bill Clinton's 2 terms in office. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
All of the people reported missing in the apparent gas explosion Wednesday in New York that leveled 2 buildings have been recovered. New York fire officials say most of the debris has been removed, which will allow firefighters to get into the basement and look for what may have caused that blast. The National Transportation Safety Board is also investigating. Robert Sumwalt, an investigator with the NTSB, says utility tests found natural gas at concentrations of up to 20% near the explosion site.
That's a pretty good concentration of natural gas in that area. That further leads to the hypothesis that this may well have been a natural gas leak. We still need to analyze that, but that is giving us a good indication.
The NTSB investigates pipeline accidents. 8 people died, dozens of others were injured in the blast. Wall Street was lower by the closing bell, the Dow down 43 points at 16,065, the Nasdaq down 15 points at 4245, and the S&P 500 down 5 points at 1841. This is NPR News. A federal judge has granted a preliminary injunction against Tennessee's ban on the same-sex marriages of 3 couples who wed in other states. The injunction requires the state to recognize marriages pending a final decision on the constitutionality of the state's ban on same-sex marriage. The limited decision echoes a similar case in neighboring Kentucky. Northern Ireland's richest man, billionaire Richard Haughey, has been killed in a helicopter crash in eastern England. Larry Miller reports he'll be remembered for the thousands of jobs he created in the economically hard-pressed British province.
Richard Haughey founded the world's largest private pharmaceutical company, Norbrook Laboratories, deliberately placing it in Northern Ireland. He also had a range of other business interests. Politicians across the sectarian divide have praised Haughey and the contribution he made to the economy. Northern Ireland's enterprise minister describes him as a man of leadership, integrity, and global vision, a one-of-a-kind and a self-made businessman. The 70-year-old was also a member of the British House of Lords with the title Lord Ballyhale Edmund, and a former member of the Irish Senate. An investigation into the helicopter crash is underway. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
According to their union, the tens of thousands of workers at the Los Angeles International Airport had no idea what to do when a gunman opened fire last year in a terminal, killing 1 person and wounding 3 others. The SEIU United Service Workers West report says the workers were not properly trained to deal with an emergency and that they were hampered by poor communications as panicked, fleeing passengers ran onto the tarmac and jumped onto the luggage conveyor belt. Crude oil prices higher by the closing bell. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support.